Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cicerino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of March 15th, 2022, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Yes. All right. Here we are back on News AF. Kind of a different vibe here today. Tuesday. It's when we do the show live. We are waiting on Tyson here this afternoon. He says he's running late. He says he's going to be here. He said get started. So here we are. And of course, let's then bring in the eye in the sky. Here he is, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Good. Would it make you feel better if I pretended I was Tyson and you asked me how I was doing?
Yes.
Then I could just give Tyson answers.
How are you doing, Danny?
He's got a pretty low voice. I'm doing great, guys.
That's uncanny.
Crazy week at home. I've got kids and scorpions. It's hot outside, slapping pickleballs with neighbors. And, you know, got some family somewhere nearby harassing me. So, yeah, it's things are going great here in the Sunshine State of the West.
Sunshine State of the West. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I have to say, this is a little disconcerting. We've never had an unexcused absence before on the show. I hope Tyson is okay.
We should probably find some official who can give him a phone call like the school does when my kids don't go to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone to call and ask and get answers, because it is a little disconcerting.
Yeah.
Someone just doesn't show up. Like the mind races to find a reason. Mm-hmm. And my imagination is thinking up all sorts of crazy things that might potentially be happening to him.
Well, okay. We hope Tyson is okay. And he says he's going to be here. So we'll just go ahead and get right into everything that we have planned for you. A lot of great news stories here for you today. Danny, I am wondering, how are you doing in the wake of daylight savings time? We sprung the clocks ahead 1 hour.
So stupid. Look, there's some things that need to die, like turkey at Thanksgiving. Yeah. We've all heard my complaints there.
Yeah.
But there's all these traditions that have been carried down and they just don't line up with our modern lives. And this is one of them. And the biggest reason is because it takes all these months to get my kids into, you know, circadian rhythm, get their biological clocks in tune with like how school starts so early. I have to wake up my kids at 6:45 in the morning. And this morning was just a nightmare for everyone. Because to them, we got them up at 5:45. You know, that's what it felt like. And it's just resulted in lots of tears and screaming.
It's been brutal at my house also.
It's just not right. Why are we doing this? I want to find someone who is a daylight saving supporter, big time. And I want to hear their arguments as to why we hold on to, with a white knuckle grip, this archaic idea of daylight savings.
Who are these people? Is it the farmers?
Well, farms are owned by giant corporations and the fields are plucked by giant robot machines, combines. So no.
OMG in the chat is saying it's standard time that sucks, not daylight savings time.
Okay, I agree. I just want to pick one.
Mm-hmm. Pick a lane.
Exactly. Let's pick a lane and let's stick with it. And let's not jump always in the school year to these other times. Like I have to spend the next week fighting with my kids to wake up and be happy. I have to scream at them in the morning. You will be happy.
Wow.
It doesn't work.
Are you heavily involved with the school drop-off?
Yes, I try not to be. But then if I don't help the kids, I get negative feedback.
Yeah, I get that. I get that also.
So, yeah, I wake up and I pretend as much as possible to be making breakfast, finding socks, finding shoes, dealing with arguments. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm somewhat involved. Probably it's similar for most people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Laying in bed while your wife is screaming at your kids isn't even that restful anyway.
It's really not.
It's so hard to relax. Yeah,
I get that. I get that. All right. Well, Danny, we've got a lot of news stories to get to here today. And I really am dying to know your reaction because you have long said that you would love to go to outer space. You would love to be taken up by one of the space billionaires on one of their ventures. Maybe you could chronicle the whole thing for your YouTube channel. It would be a great fit.
Oh, yes.
It would be, you know, and great publicity.
There's only one I want to fly with, by the way. It's not even close. I want to get on Musk's ship. I don't care for Blue Horizon. I don't care.
Why? What's the difference?
For Branson's. Because he goes up way high. His next, one of his missions is going to be 800 miles above the Earth. That's beyond the space station. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the Blue Horizon only goes 60 miles.
Okay. All right. Well, big news later this month that Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin will fly again into outer space. This time, their rocket, their huge rocket will feature none other than Pete Davidson.
Who do you think brainstormed this team up?
I have no idea. This is wild. Okay. Who have they taken? Michael Strahan.
Yeah.
William Shatner.
Yep.
And now Pete Davidson.
Elon hasn't taken any known celebrities. Mm-hmm. Taken billionaire, but not celebrities. It's like Blue Origin is trying to become... Mm-hmm. Kind of makes sense from a marketing standpoint, but trying to make themselves the celebrity, choice for space exploration.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Pete Davidson, I don't know. Does he have a love for space that I've missed in all of his news? All they ever talk about is his giant dong and Kim Kardashian and all his model girlfriends. I never hear about a love for space.
He's conquered everything on this earth. Danny, he's next is the final frontier.
You're right. The other thing is we got to be really careful and not let Kanye anywhere near this rocket.
Yes. Okay. So I guess let's bring in the Kanye of it all. Did you happen to see the text exchange between Pete Davidson and Kanye that was leaked?
I did. It was so, unnecessary. And could lead to just further conflict.
Yeah.
We need to bring in some mediators. Like, remember Tyson, the ambassador of pickleball might be able to step in.
They need the ambassador of pickleball to step in because, this is a back and forth. And I'm wondering, is Pete Davidson going to space to own Kanye, to dunk on Kanye? Or
Kanye in space, I think, are a better match than Davidson in space.
I don't see Kanye in space more than Pete Davidson in space.
But I think he's getting out there first so he can then rub that in Kanye's face while making love to his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now I've been to space. Maybe does Kanye desperately want to go to space?
I bet you somewhere deep down inside he does want to go to space.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does. He had like a pseudo religion out there in Wyoming. Yeah. So he's kind of doing it all. Going to space might be a nice little... check the box type of moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it must be even more insulting that not only is Davidson going to space, but he's going to space in a giant phallus sized rocket.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a really big alpha move to do that. I think the whole combination of Kim and Davidson and the rocket.
Okay. What's in this for Jeff Bezos and Blue Origin? Even if Pete Davidson, we found out Pete Davidson has a love for outer space that even dwarfs Danny Bryson's interest in the subject.
No way.
Why are they doing this? Is this to make Amazon and the Blue Origin program seem cool? Was this sort of like the celebrity endorsement they need? It's like, oh, well, okay, we got Shatner. We got all of later days, 90-year-olds on with us. But we need the young, hip people. We need Pete Davidson.
I think Davidson, in terms of attention, he's all over the news all the time. And so, I mean, you're going to get a lot of publicity if he goes up. There's a lot of people who... And I'm not necessarily one of them who wouldn't mind if the spaceship exploded. So maybe it's like a low risk situation. You get a lot of publicity. If something should go wrong, you'll actually still make a lot of people maybe happy.
I don't think anybody would be happy if the spaceship.
I think there's a lot of Davidson haters out there.
Yeah, well, maybe they're Kanye.
That's what
fans.
I mean. Yeah. Well, I will definitely make Kanye happy. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's just like, look, we're not. If you kill Shatner. If he blows up,
beloved
in orbit,
figure, yeah,
everybody's upset except for maybe some of his co-stars. Strahan, same thing, right?
Strahan. Yeah. So they said that Pete Davidson is the Blue Origin second star passenger. So I'm not sure what Michael Strahan was involved with.
Oh, did he not fly?
He did something with space, but maybe it wasn't with Blue Origin.
Who else? Branson's things.
I could have sworn according to this, that Michael Strahan, maybe they don't count him as a celebrity. Michael Strahan goes to space on Blue Origin mission. So maybe they count him as an athlete and not a celebrity.
Maybe Kanye will approach Elon, and they actually seem like they could be good friends.
Yeah.
Because they're both very eccentric.
Mm-hmm.
And they could team up and really get Kanye out. That'll be a big flex for Kanye if he can get, 60 miles, but if you can put Kanye at like 500 miles or even the International Space Station, 125 miles out into orbit, then he's got that over Pete.
Yeah.
That'll be something.
It's only a 10-minute trip for Pete Davidson. So
yeah, it's not that exciting. That's why I'm not interested in Blue Origin.
Hmm. Okay.
I want the real thing. Mm-hmm. I want the full on, nearly exposed to all the space radiation, just the edge of whatever the Earth's magnetic, shield. That's where I want to go.
Yeah.
800 miles. See the blue marble from a distance.
Danny, how close are we to Pete Davidson being the world's most famous person? Are we there? Are we there yet? We're getting there.
We have. I wonder.
Nobody cared about Pete Davidson 5 years ago.
Yeah, what was his big moment?
When he started dating Ariana Grande.
Yeah. He owes everything to her.
He owes everything to Ariana Grande.
She was his rocket in a way.
Yeah.
To superstardom.
And then I don't think he dated anybody famous before Ariana Grande. Now he only dates.
Well, he dated Kate Beckinsale. And then
pre Ariana Grande.
I want to say so. He also dated his original girlfriend was Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Larry David's daughter.
And so he just and then Kaia Gerber, I'm afraid, I can't believe I know this much, but he's just kind of like,
you might be the number one Pete Davidson super fan.
I might be. And then Kim Kardashian. And where do you go from there?
There is
no one you can date. So is he peaking right now? And he's about to take advantage of that by peaking rocket wise.
Yeah. So it looks
orbit.
Like Kate Beckinsale was post Ariana Grande.
Okay. So she was the one that took him. Into the superstardom orbit.
Yeah, she took him to another orbit. So another stratosphere.
Wow.
So yeah, next, what does Pete Davidson do next after going to space?
A robot, a super high tech robot.
Mm-hmm.
Date that?
He dates a robot.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm just thinking in terms of dating, he's maxing out right now, and he's still in his 20s. So honestly, where does he go from here? Maybe an alien
podcast. What do you think?
He could podcast
the Pete cast. Yeah.
He does put together some entertainment. He did have that show.
Saturday Night Live.
Something. Something about
Staten Island.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. There's a movie. Yeah.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but
no, I didn't see it either.
So maybe, maybe he's got other projects, or right now, maybe this is it. This is his trajectory. This is where it peaks off, and then it's all downhill from here.
Yeah, maybe he'll be the first man on Mars, OMG says.
Gosh, I'd really like that to go to somebody else. I don't want the history books for 2,000 years to show scrawny Pete Davidson with all of his tattoos being the first man on Mars. I don't know why. I would like someone with a little bit more gravitas to be that first person.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, Danny, this month, March, it's Women's History Month. So of course, celebrated, all March long, except that over in Australia, some women, probably some men too, are upset with a brand new logo, that came out, about the Department of the Prime Minister and the, Cabinet Women's Network, unveiled a new logo, which has some people upset. The concern here, with the Women's Network, much like the Blue Origin, does not appear to be a logo which, is working for a lot of people.
Oh, please explain why.
The concern here, as, you know, reported by SBS.com in Australia, it's called the Insulting and Out of Touch Australians Lambast the Government's Phallic Women's Network logo.
So if you look at the logo, it's got what I would consider to be a childish W, right?
Yeah.
And then an unnecessary rounded bar. I don't know how to explain that. Right afterwards.
Yeah, it's so, almost like that there's like a slider, and I think I would like turn the slider, like switch on. I don't know. I don't think you need the bar.
You don't at all.
Yeah.
And I can kind of see why you would be upset, because it looks so unnecessary. The shaft and head to the right of the W isn't needed to help the logo. You could have done a circle around the entire W. Mm-hmm. What does that add to the actual logo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does. And by the way, I always assumed that most people, when given shown certain objects, we would all agree that looks like a phallus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have such a hard time believing that someone could develop this, and especially in a group environment, and not have one person go, that is most definitely a wang.
Yeah, the only thing that I could imagine is that there was sabotage.
Sabotage from the very beginning.
Yes.
Now you're saying it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Now there's a ton of people turning a blind eye to this logo. I don't know. In this day and age, you can get 10 people to ignore the wiener shaped logo you're going to put on the Women's Network.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not ideal. Deep.
That goes deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a government institution too, if I'm correct here. And mm-hmm. that's even makes it even more difficult yeah. to pull off this kind of caper.
So yeah, there's a lot of people who are upset in the article. I want to make sure I'm quoting.
It's also purple, by the way.
Yeah. Whether you like that or not.
That is. Well, sometimes they call the Wang the purple headed monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm saying the color also doesn't help. I don't know. Just the whole thing. Everyone involved needs to be questioned.
I think they have like some serious questions for the people.
And were there any women involved?
That's what we're trying to figure out. Yeah. So Yumi Lee is a person at the National Older Women's Network Australia, who tweeted, "I thought this was satire. It's either thoughtless or an insult. Public money was spent on getting a graphic artist, choosing the design, selecting colors, approving, printing, and publishing this logo for the Prime Minister and the Cabinet's Women Network. This is poor messaging."
Yeah, she nailed that on the head by pointing out all the people involved, all the steps involved. It's hard to believe that this could go unnoticed by all of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the guy who originally came up with the logo was so powerful that he put fear into anyone to question it.
Yeah.
That's all I could think of.
Yeah. She went on to say, "Women are upset and angry. We don't care if you use this for something else. Just don't use it for the Women's Network."
She's being reasonable. She's not mm-hmm. unreasonable. She's like, look, it's okay to occasionally.
You spend money on this. You have to use it for something, but not the Women's Network.
I like her because mm-hmm. That's what I like to hear. It's like, look, you want to be juvenile and ridiculous. That's fine. Just go do it somewhere else.
Yeah, there must
doesn't have to be
some
here.
Other program that you could use this logo for.
Well, I'm sure there's lots of groups that would definitely take this logo.
Yeah.
The W with mm-hmm. the purple shaft to the side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head who that could serve well. Wieners, some kind of wiener hot dog store.
Yeah.
Wieners are us, right? Wiener schnitzel.
I don't know if Wieners are us you necessarily want to go with. Like if it's a hot dog store, you don't necessarily need to go
with. But this looks like a hot dog.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe continue the shaft to the left mm-hmm. as well. And now it looks like you've got the W in the middle of a purple hot dog.
Okay. All right.
I'm just trying to find value.
And Danny, you talked about the eggplant, very popular emoji.
Yes.
Let me bring in a story about, do you use a lot of email or emojis in your email?
Exclusively. I communicate basically like an ancient Egyptian when I write text messages.
I don't know if I emoji in email.
Oh, it's all.
Emoji in text. I can't think of a time I ever emojied in an email.
You want to emoji in emails so you can sharpen the receiver's emoji instincts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's the language of the future,
yeah,
then it's important that us, Xennials learn how to communicate in emojis. So I do it for the benefit of the person who receives the email.
Well, there's a new study out of the Tel Aviv University that revealed that people who frequently utilize emoji and other graphics in their email are seen as less authoritative.
That's good. People will be more open with me if I emoji speak, mm-hmm. right? It's like they don't have to stress out if I send them an emoji discussing the new women's logo. They can feel free to give me criticism because
mm-hmm.
they're not afraid.
Yeah. Like, what do you think of this? Shrug emoji? And then they'll say like, Danny, you moron. Why would you think this was a good logo for the Women's Network?
Look how well
plainly see it looks like an eggplant.
Yeah, but the original email that went out with that logo was probably written with no emoji, and it just came across as, I'm kind of scared to say anything about this. I know that it's wrong, but I will not respond.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like you said, the logo with a shrug emoji, then you're going to get the appropriate response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people will think that you are now, I guess. So you outline like a good use of it. But for people who are trying to like step into their power and sort of demonstrate their authority in an email, if you want to be taken more seriously, don't use emoji in your email.
power.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine having less power if your goal was having as much as possible?
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to have to tell every employee through a memo, no emojis will be used in any emails.
Now, do you want people, like, is that for internal communication or external communication?
Oh, you know, that's a good point. Maybe you should tell your underlings or your competitors within the company to use emojis,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't use them. Like, hey, everyone, it's fine. Use emojis in your communication, and then you don't use them, and you just suck up all the power, like a giant power vacuum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way that the study worked was that they did a number of different things, but one had a people joining a Zoom call where some of the participants had profile photos that were nonverbal or didn't contain words and only contained pictorials such as the company logo. Does that mean that their profile picture was that, or their like Zoom name was that?
That's a good question, because that kind of changes what I was thinking. If you use only emojis to describe yourself in underneath a thumbnail, I don't even know how you would do that. Like, what emoji would I use for vasculation? Like, is there a vein emoji? Like, how would I describe myself?
Water, yeah.
To News AF people, if I only used emojis.
Let's see. Well, your vascular.
There's a muscle arm. Is there a muscle leg?
I don't know if there's a muscly leg.
Is there muscle anything? Muscle squirting water. Heart. I think that says vascular. If people saw that underneath my picture as a description of who I was, I think I'd be treated with less respect.
Yeah.
Why? How would you describe yourself in emojis, Rob?
Me? Probably the podcast bell and the microphone. That's really...
I'm not going to give you as much respect. I'm going to assume you have less power because you use those. It seemed like you were just being lazy.
Yeah. Well, I want to maybe this is why people walk all over me, Danny.
Yeah. If you're using emoji, Tyson, I would probably use a tennis. I know there's no pickleball paddle. Maybe there is. Maybe ping pong paddle. So.
Yeah.
And then a ball and then a guy with a headband and then squirting water. Probably.
Wow.
To describe Tyson.
That's very descriptive.
Right.
So of the people that had an emoji or not, the participants were asked to choose which one of their peers represent them in a competition created for people with higher social power. And so the results were 62% of the applicants chose the person who presented themselves with a verbal profile.
So then you're supposed to pick a person to play in a kind of corporate Hunger Games or something, right? And then they chose the people who had written profiles. That's how this all played out, and that's how they came to this conclusion?
Kind of.
Doesn't sound very scientific.
So basically, they felt like the people that are using emoji are using to try to, make people more comfortable.
Why don't we split up the world leaders?
Yeah.
Into two groups, emoji only and written. And then we let this play out for a year and we do a survey now, which world leaders come across as the most powerful. And then we do a survey at the end of the year. I think that's a better study.
Yeah. I don't know. Just in the last couple of years, I think all of our leaders are too old to be using emoji.
Yeah, it might actually destroy the emoji system if we had all those old timers using emojis.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm going to guess that like neither of our last two presidents has ever used an emoji.
You don't think Trump used an emoji?
I mean, we have before he was off Twitter, thousands and thousands of tweets. I don't remember Trump ever dropping an emoji.
Maybe he knew. Maybe he got wind of this study long before, like as president, he got this study 5 years ago.
Yeah. Like, no, that's yeah. I'll look weak if I tweet an emoji. I mean, go look at Joe Biden's tweets. I don't think he's ever used an emoji.
Gosh, now I'm curious.
I
wonder if anyone in power has ever used an emoji.
I don't know if Obama ever tweeted an emoji, but I bet he uses them in text.
I bet he does too.
Yeah. I just think that like the last two guys, I think that, you know, once you hit a certain age, I think you're beyond emoji.
What age is that? Just so that our, you know, if there's anyone that age listening, they know they need to stop.
I don't know. But like, I kind of feel like that, I think 70 plus, I feel like you're not doing a lot of emoji.
Wow. Yeah. 70 plus, that's a lot later. I thought you were going to say 65 or 60.
No, I think there's like a sweet spot where like, I feel like that, you know, where we talked about like, you know, chuggy people and, you know, I think they're doing a lot of emoji where I feel like that the kids are like making fun of like, you're using the wrong emoji. My mom sent me this emoji. My dad sent me this emoji.
I think in your heart, you know, when it's time to quit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think that some people just never got started.
Yeah, it's better to live your life
emoji
that way.
Pass them by. Okay.
If you see, if it's a trendy thing, just don't ever start it because it's going to die off someday.
Yeah. Okay. All right. How about this, Danny? One of the least popular emoji are the dancing lady. You ever see that one?
No, I'm going to look it up right now. Yeah. Sounds sexy.
Yeah. People use it a little bit, but it's one of the more unpopular emoji. But as far as the dancing man goes.
Oh, I see it.
Danny, are you a dancer?
Anyone who knows me.
Let me just say before I get dragged too much on Twitter. So Natalie says my 86-year-old grandma uses emoji. Yes, I'm sure there are people who are, you know, later days who do use emoji. But I think later the majority days of people not using emoji are the people that sort of like, they have a flip phone.
A flip phone?
Yeah.
Okay, Liz's stepdad does have a flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't emoji from a flip phone.
By the way, I looked up the dancing guy.
Yeah, dancing guy.
Or whatever, the emoji.
Dancing lady, yeah.
The dancing lady's in a red dress. The dancing dude's in a purple suit or something.
Yeah.
Okay, go on. What about dancing?
So dancing, according to a new study, very good for masculinity, helps men understand their identity. Now, I'm not sure necessarily how you measure masculinity, but according to this new study, the research team conducted a survey of men who took part in boys' dance groups from 1990s to 2008. And they
Let's be specific. Like what to all types of dancing, break dancing, the pop and lock, robot stuff.
I think so.
Flamingo. It doesn't matter what kind. It's all good for your masculinity. Yeah. What about your popularity?
I'm not sure. It also helped them grow more confident discussing life's important questions. Boy, so learning to dance. I always, you know, regretted. I feel like I was never like, you know, taught to dance. But I guess a lot of people don't get taught. They just know.
What was that last part you read to me? It helps them.
It helps, according to this study finds, it also helped them grow more confident discussing life's important questions.
Life's important. Yeah. Well, whenever teaching my kids about a life lesson that's super important, I do it through dance.
Mm-hmm.
I set all the furniture aside and then I do some interpretive dancing to teach them some of the most important lessons about life.
Yeah, that's so smart.
It's just like the best way to communicate. Mm-hmm. And my confidence goes through the roof when I finish that dance and look at my kids' faces. They're so proud of their dad.
Danny, other than your interpretive dance, are you a dancer?
I cannot dance physically. I cannot dance. Being so vascular and with the giant quads that I have, I have no smooth joint movements, like none whatsoever. I get mocked endlessly by my children and by Liz for my inability to just move smooth. It's embarrassing. I could probably do the robot, but I never took the time.
It's hard because I feel like that they tell you like a dance, like nobody's watching. They say that. And then, if I do dance, then I feel, instantly, men, women, children, start to, instantly point and mock me and say, idiot, loser, you can't dance. What are you doing?
Is that all in your head or is
no,
really happened?
It literally happens. And so, yeah, I find it very, very, I feel like a real paradox of I'd like to dance. I feel like that I am instantly mocked by all around and it makes it very hard to be uninhibited.
Yeah, I care too much about other people's opinions. Mm-hmm. And since dancing is not something I do well, sounds like you suffer from this too.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't do it. Although I always have this dream, and I've seen lots of news stories like this, like dad learns how to dance, shocks wife, or you know what I mean? Yeah. Like go to secret dance lessons. But getting over the initial, I would probably have to restructure my entire bone muscle system in mm-hmm. order to properly dance. But if you could dance, Rob, out of all the types of dance, which one would you want to know the most?
Boys, you know, I don't even know enough about the dancing. I don't know. What would be good?
It seems like something professional.
Yeah.
Something that everyone could recognize.
I should watch a YouTube video.
Yeah.
You think I could learn to dance from watching YouTube?
Oh, 100%. That's what YouTube's best use is. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to learn to dance, you want to do a dance that people recognize. Anyone can flop around uninhibited. That's kind of what most people do.
Yeah, I'm laughing at William in the chat says, the forbidden dance. What is that? The lambada?
It sounds sexy, and mm-hmm. that would be a good one to learn. Or mm-hmm. really anything that people could look at and be like, oh my gosh, I know that kind of dance. That's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just being able to like wave your arms and like flop your hips around and do like air humping motions,
mm-hmm.
To actually do a legitimate dance would be impressive.
Yeah. I think this would help me a lot.
Yeah. New Year's. Why don't you make it your March, Ides of March resolution.
Ides of March resolution, boy. So I'd have to find like a YouTube channel that could teach me how to dance, because they're saying there's a lot of, benefits as well. They found that, men who gave up their experience of dancing, they called it traumatic.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Many men were too embarrassed to tell their school friends they danced, and they hid their hobby as a survival strategy.
So they learned how to dance.
They knew these were the opposite of me. These were men who were great dancers, who enjoyed dancing, and they gave it up.
Why would you hide that light under a bushel? That just seems crazy
that they were too afraid of what society would think.
I get our dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Sucky at dancing, care too much about other people's opinions. But if I knew how to dance, I'd be air thrusting on the dance floor every chance I had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of like, you know, if you have a kid that like you take them to soccer and they stink at soccer, like, no, the people on the sidelines aren't like, look at that kid. They stink.
You know, you brought a good point. My kids know how to dance. Mm-hmm. And you want to know how they know how to dance?
Why?
Fortnite.
Fortnite. Oh, they from.
Yeah. So
they
like, it's like
do
a
the
gateway.
Floss? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, more than the floss, but it's like a gateway to more dancing. I didn't have anything like Zelda, Metroid.
No, they didn't dance.
Contra. They didn't dance.
Hmm.
So it's kind of nice that things like Fortnite introduce kids to dancing early on.
Yeah. Okay. Small sample size in the study. For the study, 17 men who took part in dance classes, they completed a survey, and then 11 did an interview with the researchers.
That is the worst. Like, that is hardly any data right there. That shouldn't even count as
okay.
a study.
Okay, I'm just telling you what they said.
I'm glad you were honest about it, because now it just took this study from being legit possibly to mm-hmm. not legit at all, just asking a group of dudes how they feel.
Look, it's pro dancing.
I bet if more men dance, they'd also do less phallic logos on women's.
You think that's where this is manifesting itself in other places?
I think those are guys who couldn't dance. And mm-hmm. so
yeah, they need other places to, you know, express their masculinity, like on the dance floor.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So Danny, let me talk about something that influencers are telling people to do that I want to, of course, warn our listeners about.
Yeah.
Okay. So doctors are saying, do not listen to influencers who are telling you about the health benefits of methylene blue.
What?
Methylene blue is an antifungal dye often used to clean fish tanks.
Go on.
There are some influencers who are saying that it can be used to boost your metabolism and fight aging.
It definitely makes their tongues blue.
Mm-hmm. It'll make your tongues blue. So an Australian doctor, Dr. Darren Saunders, went to Twitter and said, "I just discovered the trend of fitness influencers sticking methylene blue on their tongue as a metabolic or cognitive enhancer. And I can't stop laughing." I mean, you shouldn't really be laughing, doctor.
No, it's not,
Dr.
No.
Saunders.
Didn't he take the Hippocratic Oath?
Mm-hmm.
Laughing yes. could cause harm.
Yes. Do not do this. Do not do this, according to Dr. Saunders.
I would never. Who came up with this? And what was the
influencers
basis
on TikTok?
I know, but what was the decision? There's some kind of chemist, and like, oh my gosh, dude, I could either buy this supplement over the internet with all these ingredients mm-hmm. or similar ingredients for tons of money, or I could just eat this fish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fish cleaner, you said?
Yeah. Also, some people also claim that it could be beneficial in treating COVID-19. I feel like that there was like,
that's when you know.
Yeah. So yeah, that what happened was that there was a podcaster named Ben Greenfield who told his podcast audience and Instagram followers that this was one of his favorite nootropics because it had wide ranging benefits that include enhanced mitochondrial function, provides neuroprotective effects against brain inflammation, increased memory, enhance the effects of light and oxygen therapies, and much more.
Asterisk, none of these things have been proven by the FDA.
No.
Because this is, okay, nootropics, one of my favorite business ideas of all times. Yeah. And this is why. This guy proves it. You can take anything and say that it does something as long as there's no negative effect of that something you're promoting, right? Mm-hmm. Because people will believe it. They'll be like, oh, dude, I took this stuff. It made my tongue blue, so I knew it was working.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so much smarter.
Yeah.
After taking this blue stuff.
You're not buying it.
I'm not buying it. And I want it to be proven, studied with more than 17 people
mm-hmm.
and thousands of people. And then I want the FDA to tell me that this actually does do this, this, and this. Not some guy who's on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
but Danny,
like,
you never looked at your fish tank and said, if this works for my fish tank, why shouldn't it work for me? Isn't my body like a big fish tank of like that? There's a bunch of like stuff that sticks to the walls.
Yes, that's a good point. He was probably sitting there staring at his fish tank and he's like, he went through that exact thought process you just had. And then he just popped one and he was like, oh my gosh, I felt something. And he just, instead of assuming that it was like brain cells dying, he's just like, dude, inflammation down. Memory check, cognitive function improved.
Yeah.
I want to hear from we already heard from a doctor who says, don't do this, but I'd like to see more research before I start putting this stuff in my mouth.
Yeah. Dr. Saunders, also said that, Dr. Saunders recalled, that when one of his peers consumed a bottle of methylene blue and suffered side effects, for months, worst mess I've ever seen.
Well, does he tell us what the side effects were?
No,
that would be helpful.
Then claiming that the woman's mouth and eyes turned blue. blue eyes are very attractive.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So please, we'll always tell our listeners, when there are dangerous cleaning trends.
If there's something that's labeled as a cleaner, I think you should always stay away from that.
What a colon cleaner.
That's doctor approved. But household cleaners, they're known to be some of the worst things you could possibly digest.
Makes sense. Okay. And don't just like go with like a Tide Pod, right?
Oh, yeah. See, there's another cleaner that the internet thought was so great.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
Turns out, no.
Don't do it. Okay. Danny, then... I know Tyson has no love of ranch. Do you have strong feelings about ranch?
Man, I love ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Big ranch guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Danny, would you be interested in getting for Liz a man-made diamond made out of ranch?
Oh, what a romantic, delicious gift.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you gave me an idea for my nootropic.
Yeah, what is it?
Product. I think I'm going to sell. I'm going to tell people if they freebase ranch dust, you know, the premix, that it'll give them stronger fingers, more vascularity.
People really want stronger fingers.
Improved hearing. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because they say that millennials have weak grip, mm-hmm. right? So we want to get that grip strength up. So improved grip strength, mm-hmm. stronger fingernails.
Is that because they have weak fingers? I just think they have like clammy hands.
I think it's because they don't do as much manual labor was mm-hmm. what they were trying to tell us.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't know if that's true.
Because I think they probably have good, like strong finger strength from like all like the Xbox.
Well, that's your thumb and your mm-hmm. trigger finger. You're still missing out on a whole lot of fingers. Anyways, that's what I'm going to say. That's going to be my nootropic, the ranch dust that you mix in with milk and stuff. Well, so
over,
go on.
Over at the Hidden Valley, and now we know why they have to hide it, because there could be a lot of valuable jewels stolen if they didn't hide in the valley. They created a man-made diamond using ranch that it took them 5 months to create a 2-carat cut diamond out of ranch.
What's its clarity?
Hmm.
Big part of a diamond.
Those are the big C's, right?
Yeah. So
what they had to do was to heat the ranch to 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit.
How then, can you do that?
Then the ranch is transformed into graphite. And then the graphite goes inside what is the diamond process to transform it into a diamond. Are you buying this, Danny?
Well, yeah, if we burn everything, doesn't it eventually go down to just carbon? Isn't that what always happens? Is what the ashes are?
Oh, interesting. Okay. And then the graphite was crushed under 400 tons of pressure for 2 months, which created the theoretically delicious diamond.
You know, I'm more impressed with the report I saw but did not read that claimed that they made a diamond out of the air.
Okay. Go on.
You know what? Now I'm going to look that up before I go any further with this story.
Mm-hmm.
Made from ranch is what self-populated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, apparently there are a number of things that you can turn into diamonds. Basically anything carbon. In 2014... a German team turned peanut butter into a diamond using heat. That one sounds delicious. Maybe that would be for Tyson. Yeah.
Diamonds are created from thin air. Startup draws carbon dioxide from the atmosphere to make stunning gems that are physically and chemically like a diamond.
Yeah.
I mean, so that to me is even better. You're just taking it out of the air. Finally, we're getting something more from the air than just breathing.
Yes. Okay.
It's paying off.
So why are if you could just make diamonds, why are they so much?
Oh, well, let me get into diamond conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. There is no shortage of diamonds. There is a man-created shortage of diamonds in order to prop up the price of diamonds.
I mean, especially when we're making them out of ranch.
That's right. De Beers supposedly is holding back on a massive supply of diamonds to make sure that the prices stay propped up.
Yeah. Danny.
So that's the truth about diamonds. That's why I've always thought diamonds were stupid, but
well, they're very stupid.
They're so dumb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who was like, oh, diamonds have got to be the thing that every woman has.
Yeah. I think it was like some like Don Draper.
Some salesman who really managed mm-hmm. to sell that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're everywhere.
Who was the guy for the Jelly Belly? Dave.
Do you think he was the one that he was like set out to make diamonds?
His dad. His dad was the person that came up with that. Yeah.
I guess royalty had diamonds since
perhaps.
Forever.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Danny, the ranch diamond is on eBay. Okay. How much do you think it's going for? It's set in white gold, 2-carat ranch diamond.
2 carats. I'm going to guess
on eBay until Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern.
$5,000.
$13,050 at recording.
Jeez.
Time. Yeah. Wow.
Man-made diamonds typically are a lot cheaper. I guess ranch doesn't fall under that category.
Yeah. Now, if you are spending this kind of money on a diamond, when you give this to Liz, at the point where you say, it's actually made from ranch.
It devalues the diamond.
Who is this for?
Let's say you've got a woman who has everything, or a guy, I don't know, mm-hmm. whoever likes diamonds. They've got it all.
Well, it's got to be in their size. Yeah.
They've got diamonds made out of peanut butter, diamonds made out of air, diamonds made through the natural process. Why not put in their collection a diamond made from ranch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it goes to a museum.
It goes in a museum.
Maybe you put it at the tip of a drill. Maybe ranch made diamonds are so much superior at drilling through rock and stuff that they become the next big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. On the actual eBay auction, destined to become a conversation piece at 2 carats, it's really going to sparkle on the hand when the wearer dips their pizza in ranch.
Yeah, if you're such a boring person that you never have a point of contact with other people, mm-hmm. you just have that ring, flash it. And when they say, oh, I really like your ring, you say, it's made out of ranch dressing. Mm-hmm. That is pretty good.
Yeah. I would buy every NFT before I got to buying a diamond made of ranch.
Wow. That's really saying something.
Mm-hmm.
Every NFT.
Every NFT I could afford. Yeah.
All right.
Why not? Why not? Okay.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Danny, do you have a story for us for your bolt hole?
Yes. A story that I've been wanting to talk about and keep expecting it'll show up.
Okay.
Here, but it hasn't yet.
All right. Here we go. Here is Danny Bryson with his world famous bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
A nocturnal emission.
All right.
Wait, I'm surprised that we haven't heard from Tyson.
Well, we just did.
Yeah, we heard from him singing. Yeah.
I have the article, but the article I have doesn't explain
mm-hmm.
what space supposedly tastes like.
What does space taste like?
I did a search because it was in the first article I read about mm-hmm. what I'm about to discuss.
Mm-hmm. I would think space would taste like nothing. I mean, we could ask Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Have him stick his tongue out. Maybe still a little too close.
He does that kind of naturally anyway. Like, remember that picture he sent to Kanye where he's like, I'm in your bed. Ah!
He does like sticking his tongue out.
Mm-hmm.
I probably got that from Ariana.
Yes.
But
does he have a BTE?
Yeah. Supposedly.
Big tongue energy.
Oh, big tongue. I heard the other thing, but yes, probably BTE. Big tongue energy.
Yeah.
Is there a direct correlation between tongue size and other
things?
I've
never heard that. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I found an article that said that space. Oh, here we go. Okay. Space travel has said people who have had experience with space travel have said it smells like burnt steak, gunpowder, or burnt almond cookies.
Oh, I mean, almond cookies doesn't sound too bad.
No one's tasted space.
Right.
Dust yet. So there's a first for someone.
But hold on. Danny, how could you smell space? Like, wouldn't you be, you smell your space suit, but at the point where you go, naked in space, you're done.
Yeah. I'm very confused at how this is possible. Maybe people bringing in samples from space.
Oh, you think that much like the woman from 90 Day Fiance who like farted in a jar. You think people are bringing like a jar of space into the space station
and or even down to Earth,
opening it up.
Yeah.
And like, this is what space smells like.
which kind of seems dangerous. And so many movies have been made about people handling space material and then ending up with something growing inside them. So I don't know how safe that is, but supposedly that's what it smells like. Burnt steak gunpowder, burnt almond cookies. And Coca-Cola wants to turn that into a drink, or they have turned it into a drink. And I know that you've probably seen this on the feed because there's just no way this got by us.
Right.
But we haven't talked about their new drink.
Yes. Tell me about it, Danny.
Coca-Cola Starlight.
Starlight.
They're trying to capture the taste of space. Well, now, that's what the theory is.
You, as you've described it, the taste of space does not sound that appetizing.
No, you don't want to sip a Coke that tastes like burnt steak. I wouldn't think, unless you're a real space enthusiast and you want the authentic. They've created something a little bit more delicious. Sounds like it tastes like strawberries. Comes in two flavors, zero sugar and some other one.
Yeah. No, I don't get this. I mean, this is obviously like not for me.
No, maybe only those who want to go to space or have a love of space, possibly.
And it's called Starlight. Now, with Starlight, is it diet?
They do have zero sugar.
Okay, so but it's not Starlight.
No, no. Starlight, in my mind, I mean, that's got to be some kind of radioactive, like gamma rays bottled up or something.
No, I'm thinking like Bud Light.
Oh, no, no. Starlight, zero sugar, and then Starlight, just regular Starlight.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting idea. I wish we could bottle up tastes from like, oh, this is called, like Tyson has some moon dust, I believe.
Oh,
like
he does?
Isn't that what Goop sells?
Is it moon dust? Yeah. No, they spell it like sex dust and all that.
Oh, sex. I thought it was, I swear they had
they
a moon
dust.
They
might have moon dust too. I don't really know. What do you do with the dust? You snort it?
Well, people
do you like put like, are you like Salt Bay? Do you like put it on your food?
That's what I want to know as well. Like, what are the uses for all of these interstellar?
How do I use goop dust?
You put it, maybe, I bet you it's a drink mix. I bet you put it in like your protein shake.
So they have a moon juice sex dust. So
yeah, that's got everything in it. Wow.
Yeah, what
that's
do you do? It's a warming potion. So I think you put it in drinks.
Well, think of all the potential potions and fake nootropics that you could make if you could harvest things like moon dust. Like, oh, hey, I snort moon dust before my workout and I have clarity of mind. My memories improve. My veins grow ever larger. I mean, if we could get our hands on some actual space material, we could turn around and sell that to people as a nootropic or as like a pre-workout mix.
Yeah.
Or as like a goop type product. It's just here's Coca-Cola trying to get in on it early. They don't actually have any Starlight in that Coke. Mm-hmm. What I'm telling you is if we can really get out there and get some of this stuff.
How does Pepsi counter Coca-Cola Starlight?
I think that they actually go out and get space material and put it into like a drink mix, which they then sell as like a pre-workout. And then you can just dry scoop that stuff. Like dry scooping the Mars mix or dry scooping the moon mix before a hard workout.
Mm-hmm.
Like foaming at the mouth. Kind
now, didn't
of,
you say the dry scooping is very bad, Danny?
Oh, super bad. What I'm saying is that they'll make a mix, but then the influencers will tell you to dry scoop it. So I'm just skipping a step.
Yeah.
I'm going straight to the influencer's advice. You need to dry scoop that moon mix before your workout. And you'll be foaming at the mouth. Eyes dilated to 15.
What about
you'll be ready.
Pepsi Moonlight.
Oh yeah. That would be a calming. Moonlight.
Like me.
I like that.
What could it be?
A calming.
Yes.
Drink.
Yes.
You know, we always talk about drinks to get you pumped.
Yeah.
There actually is a market and I've seen several products.
I see this in the airport a lot. Yeah.
So that's what they could do. The Pepsi Moonlight. I love it, Rob. Mm-hmm. That's a great name.
Yeah.
And it's you drink it before you go to bed on your front porch, so hopefully bathed in actual moonlight. Yeah.
The question is going to be, what's Pete Davidson going to be drinking when he goes into space? What does he walk out of the ship holding?
What is he wearing?
I think they make him wear that jumpsuit.
Oh, you have to wear a jumpsuit?
Yeah.
I could see, like, only Bezos gets the cowboy hat.
Well, not for anything. Like, I'm sure Pete Davidson is a lovely guy, but that's got to be, like, really awkward on the ship with, like, the other astronauts, right? Where Pete Davidson is like, So you guys like flying this thing?
I think it's awesome. You know, whoever can get on board. Like I said, if I got on there, yes, I would.
You
find
have to make
it
a lot of small talk with Pete Davidson.
I bet you the vibration of the rocket, all the noise and commotion.
You can't even talk to him.
And I bet when you get up to that 60 miles, everyone's just saying the same thing. Oh, wow. Wow. That's the only thing you have to be able to say is like, ooh, ah, wow. Hold out your hand, scoop some of that starlight, put it in your drink, your water bottle, pound that on the way down.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to see if our listeners will tell us if they've sampled any Coca-Cola starlight.
Let me know where people are finding this. I would drink this, but I haven't seen it anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, you would try one. You'd replace a Dew with a starlight.
Yeah. I mean, Mountain Dew's got a lot of terrestrial ingredients like carpet cleaner and stuff. It'd be nice to taste something that's a little bit more, you know, spacey.
Yeah. I just don't know who this is for. Is this for kids?
Maybe they're just tapping into the whole space
it's
travel
limited edition.
Excitement.
Yeah. It tastes like space, and they say that you'll get a subtle cooling sensation when you drink it.
Sudden cooling.
Mm-hmm.
Like space temperatures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that's good. Sudden cooling. It's not really a winter drink.
Hmm.
Maybe they should have released this in June or July.
Get you cooled off. Okay. All right, Dan, anything else in the bolt hole this week?
That's it. I mean, I've got another story. I'm going to save it just in case this next week is a garbage week for great news.
Yeah, very possible. I can't believe that we didn't ever hear back from Tyson. Like, I'm concerned, but I'm also a little disappointed.
It was his absence was felt.
It's out of character.
Yeah. It is so out of character.
I thought we had a great podcast, but it was.
Let me check my phone. Hold on. Let me check. I didn't get anything. He'd probably text you over me.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he was going to talk bad about you. Mm-hmm. Then he would probably text me, but he didn't.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, we will figure out what's going on here. And for next week, we'll try to, get to the bottom of this because we've done the show with Tyson for 6 years. This is highly unusual.
Yeah. And he hasn't responded to you, texted you at all.
Not to, he said right before when we were coming on, he said that he was going to be here.
He said he would be here.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even say like, maybe I won't be here. That's even worse. Mm-hmm. Saying that you will be there than not being there. Hopefully everything's okay. Cause that's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Next time.
Did you have any interaction with him since the last show?
Every now and then we text each other.
Mm-hmm.
He does live 10 hours away.
Is he mad at you for something?
It's always possible.
Did you not invite him on any adventures this week?
I did go to Arizona and not tell him.
Oh.
Although I would like to go.
That could be it.
No, I'm saying I haven't done that.
Oh.
Although I would like to go to Arizona. It's super warm down there, I'm assuming. But I haven't done that lately. Have you done anything to offend him?
I wouldn't think so.
We do make fun of his pickleball status on like a friendly level every now and then. But that's
you might not take kindly to that.
No. Okay. Maybe I need to get more respect for his pickleballing.
All right, Danny. Well, what's coming up for you this week?
I'm doing some reviews. I mean, I'm always doing YouTube stuff on my channel. And then, I don't know, hopefully climb a mountain. Everything's so deadly. I showed you that video last time of that avalanche.
Your friend with the avalanche, yeah.
Right? And then that made the news, the local news.
Made the local news your friend or the avalanche?
Yeah, the avalanche in my friend. The whole experience.
Oh my God.
Is for it. So
did you send in the video to the news?
No, I would never do that.
Okay.
But I think he kind of did in a roundabout way.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he got
did
on
they
the
interview
news.
You?
No, luckily no.
Oh, we should have covered that on News AF.
No, they didn't interview me. I don't know if I'd want to be interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
But let him be the guy that everybody harps on for not being safe.
Okay.
He can take all that. How about you, Rob?
Coming up for me, well, we kicked off the Survivor season this past week, which was a lot of fun. So we've got all of that going on. And then Big Brother Canada. I'm covering a brand new show called Beyond the Edge, Danny, where a bunch of celebrities are going to be playing in like a Survivor type game. Coming to CBS.
Survivor type.
Yeah.
how much
we really don't know. We really don't know what it's going to. I think a little bit heavier on the survival elements and a little light on the game.
Okay, cool, man. You're busy.
We're busy. Okay. All right. Thank you all so much for watching. We'll be back next time. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.